7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
Okay. I think we all know what's up. What's going on? The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, I'm not excited about it, but I'm building some enthusiasm. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, The Dubious Goals Committee. And, I'm not having a horrible day today. Yeah, I actually kind of woke up and things are kind of great. And not, well, great, but good enough. And, oh, okay, so somebody heard me talking. And now we have a cat. Hi, Pippa has arrived. Hi, baby Zangans, you're a ganooch. Look at this ganoochin's manooch. Yeah, this kitty's been yanging at me all morning. I've had to pour water 3 times. I had to get some new food and wash the kitty bowls and do all that stuff. So that's fun. So, do you want to get in the kitty business pit now? Of course she does. Okay, hold on a second. Now I have to completely reposition myself. All right, come on, get in here. Get your kitty butt in here, let's go. You're in the wrong place. You're on top of the, now where are you going? Well, meow to you too. I'm not pouring you more water. I have to do the show now. It's time for the committee. No kitty water for you. The whole damn bowl is full. Just go drink some. You don't need me to pour any more water. No, just go drink it. No, I don't think you are understanding what's happening. The water bowl is full because we already filled it up. Remember, you were standing there all 3 times. Well, that's too damn bad. I gotta sit here and do committee. You can go drink the water that's already in the bowl. We don't need to pour any more fresh water. Because it's expensive. $1.59 a gallon. I had to buy the special kitty water again.
Well, that might be all the talking that we get out of her today. Yeah, I've had to go back to buying the special kitty water because my cat's been barfing so much. I thought, what the hell is it? Maybe it's the water. Maybe it's the food. I bought new food. I bought new water. So far, things are good. What? Now, just go drink the damn kitty water. If you're so thirsty, just go drink it. The whole damn bowl is full. Anyway, so here's what I was going to tell you. We've got ourselves another rather cold day. It's not exactly let's romp around outside weather. It is definitely not that. But it's sunny, so it's kind of tricky. But yeah, it's barely over freezing. We're not doing anything. Maybe it's going to be warm tomorrow. So we got to do... Oh boy, everything just crapped out. Hold on a second. What is it? What do you want? I know what a kitty wants. The cat's not getting in the kitty pit. The cat is still giving me the business about the water.
You want some water?
Okay, the music died. Of course, everything has to go to crap. Of course. Alright, so... I guess I need... Hold on. Let me try something here. God damn it. How do you open the wormhole again? Whoa. I don't believe it. It worked. Eugen Tarundulos. Diplodocus. Okay, apparently, reports of inclement weather were greatly exaggerated. So now, I find myself at Harrenhaven. Thanks to the, very convenient phenomenon of, you know, wormholes. Yeah, that worked out nicely. So, yeah, it's, well, standing here in the sun, it's probably about 10 degrees. There's a bit of a breeze, it's kind of cool, but it's not nearly as cold as they said it was. And my cat's probably freaking out. Where the hell did he go? He was just here a second ago. Alright, so I'm standing here on the concrete pad on the side of the building at Harrenhaven, where they have the picnic table. And I'm looking at all this lovely new concrete. Look at these squares, 2 meters by 2 meters, and there's four of them. Can't use that one because the picnic table's on it, but yeah. Why are we back here and why are we not checking out? Yeah, let's go back. Ooh, there's somebody photographing a tree. Yeah, it must be an owl up in that tree again this year. I think we knew that already. But I want to go out and check the beaver damage. So let's head out there and let me tell you all the cool stuff that I was going to tell you. One, I'm having a pretty good day. Why? Because last night I finally got to eat a hamburger. I had a hamburger for the first time in months. This was the first hamburger of the year. Oh my God. And I had to wait 3 months to eat the damn hamburger. But it was so good, so delicious. Where did you go, Tobe? Well, me and my parental units jumped in the car and we drove out to Bennington, out to this big, funny, oddball barn. Barn? Not a barn. It's a bar. A tavern and grill. And they've got some pretty good food. And yeah, oh, I love the hamburgers there. So that's where we went. And I had a big old hamburger. What'd you get for sides, Tobe? Well, at this place, it's kind of weird. They got lots of good stuff. Coleslaw, salads, potato salad, french fries, sweet potato fries, onion rings. They got just about everything you'd ever want, including tater tots. Yeah, so I had to get the tater tots. It's not that I'm a huge tater tot guy. It's just that, you know, previous to a year ago, I hadn't had tater tots in, you know, 4 decades or more. But anyway, yeah, if you don't know, tater tots, ooh, a duck is flying over me. Hi, it's a wood duck. Hi, wood ducky. Let's see if there's any ducks here in the temporary pond. The secondary temporary pond. Yep, this is filling up nicely. We got anybody out here today, though? Doesn't look like it on this little bit. They could be hiding behind any of these little plants, though. Tater tots. For all my non-American listeners, tater tots are a processed potato product. You take a potato and you grate it. You basically grind it up coarsely so you have little chunks of potato that are, you know, 5 or 6 millimeters in diameter. All right, I'm moving on to the true temporary pond. Yeah, we got ducks down there. We got a couple ducks. Who's down there? Oh, it looks like a mallard. Big mallard, buddy. Okay. So once you have all these sort of ground up potatoes, you stick them together. You shove them into a mold and you press them into cylinders that are approximately, oh, say, 20 to 22 millimeters in height and maybe like 12 millimeters in diameter. Tater tots can come in different sizes, but the ones I was eating last night are kind of small, as I just described. All right, we got some wind picking up, so I'm gonna head through the cut here into Harrenhaven. See if we can get the protection of the forest. So yeah, it was hamburger and tater tots. And then I woke up this morning and I had a strange memory and I realized, hey, you know, it was 1 year ago today. 1 year ago today at this time, I was being thrown out of a hospital. Wasted. Post-operative anesthesia gazooked. Yeah. I think I had my back surgery today a year ago. Which is funny because that means the last time we went to this great hamburger place with the tater tots was almost a year ago. Because the first time I went out there and had a hamburger with the yummy tater tots was when I was recovering from my back surgery. Okay, so I'm now standing here at the sub pond. I'm looking around. I'm looking into the water, looking for fishies, looking for turtles, looking for birds. I see nothing. There's a little tiny bit of snow still in some of the least exposed places. All right, let's head out onto the boardwalk and just take a quick look around out there. Hey, red-winged blackbird. And so what else did I do last night? Well, after all that went down and I was riding my hamburger buzz, I did some stuff last night. And then I wanted to go to sleep and I thought, you know what, I don't want to go to sleep. I want to watch that movie again, but I really should go to sleep. Okay, we're walking out onto the boardwalk, checking the reed line, checking the water. Okay, we got two Canada geese sort of up on the bank towards the end of the boardwalk. Looking in the water, I don't see Jack. I don't see any scratties. I don't see any snappers. I'm going to walk out a little bit further and take a look. What's over there? It ain't nothing. Hey, except way, 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 way out there. Is that a bluey? Is there a blue heron out there? Oh, and that was the other thing. On the way out to the bar out in Bennington to eat the hamburgers, we got to drive down this street that... from which you can see the heron tree. And my mom was freaking out. Oh my God, there they are. Because this is a different place than where they've been the last couple years. Oh, big bird above. Two big birds above. Red tails, red tail hawks circling. Not over me, but kind of over the cricket grounds. All right, looking around. I'm trying to see, is that a heron out there or not? Actually, I don't think it is. But you know what? Now we're going to go all the way out to the end of the boardwalk. The wind be damned. So yeah, when we were driving to and from the bar last night, saw lots of big old herons. All right, so we got two geese hanging out over here. Hi, buddies. Yeah, hope you build a nest. Okay, what do we got? Oh, I see a duck. I see some other ducks. I see little ducks. Are they scops? Maybe. There's some more Canadas out there. What do we got for ducks? Oh, I see a wood duck flying. And, yeah, more wood ducks. Wood ducks, wood ducks, wood ducks. Wood ducks are usually the first thing we run into, duck-wise. Okay, turning around. All right, so among a bunch of other things I did last night, I started watching this movie again. Same movie I watched last night. I'm fascinated by it. I was going to tell you all about it yesterday, but, you know, I didn't feel like it. Oh, I hear woodpeckers. That's the other thing. When I woke up this morning, I could hear two different woodpeckers. Close enough to my house that... I'm hearing them. It was great. Anyway, the movie. Oh boy. The movie is a Jet Li film. And trying to figure out when they made it is very difficult because I found two different dates for it, 1994 and 2000. It also has two different titles, but you're going to want to find it under the title Legend of the Red Dragon. Now, what is this Legend of the Red Dragon, also known as New Legend of Shaolin? Legend of the Red Dragon is a stereotypical kung fu movie. It is... it's beautiful. Even if you don't like kung fu movies, you're going to want to watch this. Well, I saw a Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and I kind of like that. Yeah, then you're going to love this and you're going to need to watch it. Legend Dragon pushes all the buttons. Legend of the Red Dragon pushes all the buttons. It is wire foo. It is a wire foo fever dream come true. Based on old Chinese Shaolin temple legend and some other stuff. Oh my god, it's so good. The funny thing about this movie is that it's hard to tell if they're taking it seriously or not. This is a very beautiful film with a decent budget for beautiful sets and beautiful, beautiful costumes. And it's shot well. It looks beautiful. The whole damn movie is nothing but eye candy. And of course, it's a kung fu movie, so there's lots of kung fu fighting. And it's all wire foo. It's modern. Okay, so imagine a film that's patterned after 70s kung fu pulp movies. It's that, except it's big budget, it's wire foo, and it doesn't take itself seriously. Okay, that doesn't mean that they're breaking the fourth wall and making smarmy asides to the audience. That never happens. The movie is not self-aware. And this is the most beautiful thing about it. You don't start wondering if this is supposed to be a comedy or not until you start paying attention to the dialogue. And this is why you want to watch the dub. The dub was done correctly. And the dub makes it funnier. Because there's some hilarious lines that are delivered straight, and they can't possibly be meant straight. You'll understand when I see the movie, when you see the movie. It's so freaking funny. It's all the tropes. It's all the kung fu movie tropes. Oh, so good. That, yeah, it's been a long time since I've had to watch the same movie 2 days in a row. But I'll be watching the second half again today while I eat my lunch as soon as I get home. And I might have to watch it a third time tonight. It's that good. Legend of the Red Dragon, starring Jet Li. You want the English dub, the copyright is the year 2000. It's very good. Jet Li plays a rebel or rebel sympathizer, he's a rebel sympathizer whose village has been destroyed and his kid was almost killed. Oh, we got a photographer up here. I don't want to interrupt. I don't think they're shooting. Okay. So he plays a rebel sympathizer and the government is after him. And his village gets destroyed by the evil government. And they almost get his baby boy, but he manages to escape with his baby boy. And his baby boy becomes a kung fu master too, eventually. Howdy. And they, you know, and they travel around. And suddenly it's, you know, they go into the opening credits. And the next thing you know, credits are over. It's probably about 10 years later. The child is now about 10, and he's an ass kicker. And the dialogue between the father and the son is just absolutely hilarious. It's so good. The movie is brilliant. the kung fu, the wire fu is brilliant. Beautiful dancing. All right, I'm approaching the turtle reproduction pond. There's some geese sort of swimming through the... Or they're going to try to do some portage over into the main pond, going through the isthmus. Hey, what the hell is that? Are those little turtle heads poking out at me? There might be some little turtles in the turtle reproduction pond. Let's get up there close. More red-winged blackbirds. We got some little birds hanging around today. All right, let's make our way down to the water line here. Chunka, chunka, chunka. Those are not little turtles sticking their heads out. It's just a submerged stick. Okay, boring. Want to see turtles. I want to see some big snapper. But we don't have any big snappers in here yet. They're coming though. It's not going to be long before we're standing here going, yeah, look at that big ass snapper. I like the snappers. What else was I going to tell you? I got a bunch of things I want to tell you, but they're all written down, so if I forget, I'll tell you at another date. But one thing I did want to mention is that I had to drive by the green blob. Let's walk over to the big blind here. Ooh, what do we got out there? Oh, that is not a turtle. That is a duck. There is a duck on the turtle log. Okay. There's also some geese on the turtle log. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? Oh, yeah, okay, we got a couple turtles on the turtle log. Yay! Oh, the wind is blowing into here. What do we got? What do we got? Looking around. We got Canadas. We got one, two, three, maybe four Western painted turtles. Just kind of hanging out on the log. I'm in the corner of the blind now. We got diving Canadas. I hear quack, quack, quack like mallards. I don't see mallards. I can see ducks, but I can't tell what they are. Well, over there we got wood ducks, obviously. There's something way out there. It might also be wood ducks. Something's setting these geese off. Where are those red tails? Are those red tails flying around? I'm kind of looking around trying to see the edge of the pond here. I'm looking for any herons. I don't see any. Where's my heron Heronicus Bajonicus? There's some other weird ducks out there. Those aren't mallards out there. Those are not wood ducks out there. Those are those ducks. I don't know what they are, but they kind of look like Canada geese. Only smaller. That's what those are. There's other waterfowl way, way out there. Ducks and geese. Okay. So it's looking pretty ducky. Oh, sorry about that clunk. I just rammed the microphone up against the beam in the blind. That probably clipped. File has now been destroyed. Anyway. Yeah, so I saw the green blob again, and it's annoying me. I'm going to take the loop path. We're going to walk around and see if we can see anything up here. I saw the green blob again today, and if you missed my original mention of the green blob, somebody took some green spray paint, and just at about chest level, they just sort of made this little green blob on a lamp post, a streetlight post, near my house. And it's annoying me. It's really starting to annoy me, because it's shapeless. It isn't a thing. It's just this blob. Well, I drove by it, and I was like, yeah, there's that damn green blob. What the hell am I going to do about that? And as I was sitting there thinking about the green blob, you know, I was driving down the street. It's this little curvy street that curves around. And then it comes out, and I got to drive by this apartment complex that's between me and the golf course that is next to Herrenhaven. And that's when I noticed something else. Another green blob. Or was it a blue blob? I don't know, because then on the next post, there was another blob. And then on the next post, there were like gray blobs that looked like somebody spray painted gray spray paint over a color. Right? And then as I'm coming to the stop sign, where I then need to turn right onto Old Maple Road to get to Herrenhaven, there's somebody has tagged a post. I thought it said Bob J, but it didn't say Bob J. It said BDJ in like pink spray paint. So, you know, apparently the taggers are out. As for me, I'm standing here looking down into the big, big ravine. There's flowing water. I see beaver damage. There's that big old stump has been chewed. I don't know if a beaver has actually been down there lately, but that does look pretty damn fresh. We could almost go down there. We're not going to, though. I'm looking on the far bank for turkeys, but I don't see much of anything, and they're really hard to see down here. I would hear them kicking around if they were there. All my turkey buddies, yeah, they're not there. They're another 100 meters in that direction, though. I like turkeys. So yeah, I saw some more color blobs. And I saw stuff that looked like, like buffs. Old spray paint that's been covered up by the city, who covered it up with gray spray paint to match the color of the post, of the lamp post. And some fresh stuff. And then, yeah, where is that? Where is that? What did I just see? I saw something else. It looked like somebody wrote hi or HJ on one of those green municipal boxes. And then I saw something else. Like on lampposts. It looks like some of the lampposts near my neighborhood are getting tagged. So, you know, maybe it's tagging season. Nobody knows. But that's not the weirdest part. On Fort Street, I noticed this the other day, a couple days ago. What day is this? I don't know. I noticed on Sunday, you know, my friend Brian called me up. He said, hey, let's go get some tacos. All right, meet me at the taqueria at 3:15. So after dubious goals committee and stuff, I jumped in my car.
But are you paying attention to the time?
And I drove to the taqueria.
Time?
The one that's by Tranquility Park.
I'm trying to tell
you
something.
Not the one that's, you know, super close to my house. I went to this one that's down here.
Okay.
Because it has a better seating area and you can hang out.
Obviously, I lost track of time here. And I need to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC. But now it's over, my friends.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
And on the back of somebody's fence was painted the word ha, like a laugh. Ha! Very large. The entire size of the fence. I mean, that's how tall it was. These were, what, 2 meter dog-eared boards fence, you know, that kind of fence.